Love to use that few minutes to listen to our beloved brother, Pastor Onyebuchi. Can we just be on our feet as we welcome him to the pulpit? Clap our hands unto the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed already? Celebrate Jesus if you are blessed. Is that how far you can celebrate our Lord and our Savior? God bless you. I want to use this costly opportunity to appreciate the Lord for this costly privilege that he has granted unto me to stand before these great servants of God. I pray that the Almighty God will continue to bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I want to thank my pastor. And sometimes in the end time message, we are afraid to call people our father. But I am not such a person that don't know where he came from. And so even in his absence, I am here to recognize the man that God have used to help me to where I am today. Please join me as we celebrate the humble servant of God, Pastor Moses Alu. Please put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to appreciate each and every one of you, especially Pastor Olumide. I was binding him yesterday in the spirit. While he was preaching, I was bind. I said, this man, you for wait, make I preach before you will come up. And then when pastor came today again, I say, I don't finish. Then what am I coming here to say? I said, okay, but nevertheless, I wish I know how to sing a very good song. I will just sing and then we will close and go. Because they have touched many places. But one thing is that I am a part of the member of the body of Christ and I have something to supply. And my prayer is that these few minutes we are going to spend, your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. Take over, Holy Ghost, take over. Take over, Holy Ghost, take over. I cannot do it on my own. Unless you take over, I cannot do it by myself. Unless you take over, take over, Spirit of Jesus, take over, take over. Oh, I'm the answer to take over. I cannot do it on my own. Unless you take over, I cannot do it by myself. Unless you take over. Father, I hand over that thou mayest take over. I have nothing to give except that which you deliver into my hands. Lord, please let no idle word proceed out of this mouth. But let every word that will proceed out of this mouth be according to your direction. That at the end of this meeting, we will have every cause to glorify your name. Use this mouth of clay and communicate to us. You are the interpreter of your word. Lord, please come and speak to us, that they will not sit to hear me, but they will sit to hear you. Go beyond my preparation. Thank you, because I know you will do beyond my requests. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Please celebrate Jesus as you take your seat. Amen and amen. Ministers of God in this gathering, may the Almighty God bless each and every one of you for taking out your time to be part of this meeting. This is one of its kind. It's very unusual. For the few years I have spent in the message and in the message hour, I've never seen this kind of gathering before. And so, the man that God gave this vision to be able to gather these people from all over the world, may the Lord uphold him for us in the name of Jesus. This evening, I just have a very limited time. And I pray that you will give me your undivided attention, because there are some things I may not be able to go into details because of the limited time I have. But the little time we are going to spend, please give me your undivided attention. The topic that is before us is ministerial ethics. And if you are someone who is very familiar with the scriptures, you will understand that pastor have said so many things about ministerial ethics. Not only ministerial ethics, he summarized the whole program. As far as I am concerned, he has touched so many areas. And during the time of asking questions, people have been able to ask questions to the extent that so many areas has been addressed already. But there is something that is very crucial that I would like us to discuss briefly. And I know that God is going to help us. Now, ministerial ethics. The first, we have two things here before us, which is number one, ministry, and number two, ethics. And so, I am going to just rush it because I want to get somewhere quickly. What is ministry? I am in the ministry. I am in the ministry. What is ministry? It will surprise you that if this question is put to each and every one of us, there may be somebody here who doesn't know what ministry is all about. And yet, he is in the ministry. And so, without wasting much time, the term ministry always centers on act of service to others. It sometimes carries the more powerful connotation of servitude or slavery to God. So, ministry implies a sense of being duty bound to work under God's authority as his loyal servant. Are we together? Are we together? Now, that's what I told you, that so many things have been touched here. If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 4, you know the story. Just be listening to what I'm saying. When he ascended up on high, the Bible says he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. And to some he gave apostles. To some he gave prophets. To some he gave evangelists. To some he gave pastors and teachers. For what purpose? For the edification of the body of Christ. For the work of the ministry. For the perfection of the saints. So that this gift will be able to bring the body of Christ into the unity of one faith. So that we all will come into the understanding and the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. So that we will no longer be children tossed around with every wind of doctrine. That is the purpose of this leadership gift to the body of Christ. Are we together? Are we together? So it was Jesus who gave this gift to men for service. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so when we talk about ministry, it is too large for me to use the time to be able to really expatiate. But listen carefully. There are several ministries in the body of Christ. Ministry is service rendered to the church because of the gift bestowed. And there are all kinds of services. And that is why in Acts of Apostles chapter 6, when the church grew, there was a problem in the church. And when the apostle found out that something was going wrong in the church, they said to the people, choose you among you men of honest report.
That's right.
Men that is full of wisdom.
Hey.
Men that is full of the Holy Ghost, whom we may appoint unto this business. We the apostles, we will not leave the word of God and serve tables. We will give unto ourselves to the word of God and to prayers. So if the qualification to be a deacon require honesty, require wisdom, require the fullness of the Holy Ghost, then what should be the requirement of a pastor?
Hey, extra Holy Ghost.
Are we together here? So that was the requirement to serve as a deacon in the church. And so if ministry demands such quality, then because of time, oh goodness God, hey, because of time, brother, I will leave so many things aside, and let's just talk about ethics. What is ethics? Ethics is what guides us to tell the truth. It is what make us to keep our promises and to help someone that is in need. Within this ethics, judges are told not to accept bribe.
That's right.
Are we together?
Amen.
Within the ethics, judges are told not to do what? To accept bribe. And then they were required to be impartial to native and strangers alike, to the needy and to the powerful alike, and to the rich and to the poor alike. I have so many scriptures, but I don't want to be tempted. That is something I'm trying to avoid. So, if ministry requires all this, my question is, who the call. So for you to qualify for this service, it means that you must, I use the word must, be called. I remember after the testing of Jesus in the wilderness, after his baptism, the first message that Jesus preached is in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Repent ye, for the kingdom of what?
Of heaven.
Of heaven
is at hand.
That is the first message that Jesus preached. And then from there, he proceeds further to see people who were fishing with their father. And Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you.
Hey.
So for you to be made, you have to follow.
Hey.
You cannot be made if you don't follow. And listen, when Jesus called them, they have the right either to follow or not to follow. He doesn't force himself on anybody. He said, follow me. So it is your decision either to follow or to forbear. But these two people, two brothers from the same parents, forsook their father who gave birth to them and raised them up into a family business. But when a call came, a man they have never seen from Eve, it's not only from Adam. When that call came, they saw something more important than the family business. And they abandoned their father to follow a man they did not know. The Bible may not have recorded everything, but I believe the father of Peter must have said, Peter, where are you going to? Who are you following? Because if you are ever going to be made, there must be a living before the cleaving. If you don't live, you can't cleave. It started way back in the days of Abraham. Leave your father. Leave your kindred. Leave your kinfolks. To a place that I will show you no name. At the age of 75, Abraham, where are you going to? I don't know. At this age, who are you following? I had a voice. Which voice is that? I may not explain now, but it's divine. And I have chosen to follow that voice wherever the voice is taking me. They couldn't persuade him to stay. He decided to abandon his friends and family to follow God because he wanted to be made. So listen to me. I have something I want to say. Because in this meeting, I subtitled my message. Hear this. Preparation site. You see, did you hear my subtitle? Preparation site.
Amen.
S-I-T-E. The problem we are having today in the message is unprepared people on the pulpit. When people are not prepared, you will hear strange noises.
Hey.
But I want you to listen carefully. 1 Kings chapter 5, 17 and 18. Now I want us to read. And please, media, help me.
And the king commanded.
Yes.
And they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house.
Uh-huh.
And Solomon's builders and Hiram's
builders. Solomon's builders
And the ram's
builders. And the ram's builders.
Did heal them.
Did heal them.
And the stone squarers.
The stone squares.
So they prepared timber.
So they prepared timber and stone to build the house.
Amen.
They prepare stones to do what? To build the house. Go to chapter 6 of that same first king, verse 7.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
And the house, when it was in building.
And the house, when it was in building.
Was built of stones.
Was built of stones.
Made ready before it was brought thither.
Made ready before it was brought thither.
So that there was neither hammer.
So there was neither hammer nor axe.
Nor any tools
nor
of iron.
Nor any tools of iron
had in the house.
In the house.
While it was in the building.
Why do we have so many noises today? Because they didn't go to a prepared site.
I hear you, sir. I'm with you.
Are you getting my saying? This material, we are prepared in the prepared site before they brought them to build.
Hey.
Are you following what I'm saying? The reason of misconduct, misappropriation, all the nonsense that is going on in the message is because men have not been prepared at the prepared site. And so, people abuse privileges. People in the end time message does not respect authority. Yes, his brother Moses is a humble man of God. Give him his place. Oga, there is hierarchy in this calling. Listen, God said, Aaron and Miriam, you know the fear. When I speak to a prophet, I speak to him in vision and in dream. But not my servant Moses. I speak to him face to face and mouth to mouth. You see, outside we say, Fuska the Fuska. Hanchi the Hanchi. So, I speak to him, how? How? Face to face. Mouth to mouth. It's not like every other servant. And you fear not my calling upon him. And you have the right to stand and say this against him. And Miriam was punished for that. Be careful. Because the reason why we are misbehaving is because of lack of proper preparation at the prepared site. Let me show you something. Mark chapter 3 from verse 13. Mark chapter 3 from verse 13.
Mark 3 from verse 13.
Yes, sir.
And he goeth up into a mountain.
Jesus goeth up into a mountain.
And calleth unto him whom he would.
He calleth unto him, not everybody, but him whom he would.
And they came unto him.
And the people that he called, they came unto him. Go ahead.
And he ordained 12.
He ordained 12.
That they should be with him.
That they should do what?
Be with him.
What is the primary assignment of calling these people?
They should be with him.
First assignment was not to preach. The first assignment is not to go out to witness who you do not carry.
Yeah.
So the first thing first is that they might be with him. And that he might send them
for to preach.
So the sending is under probability. He might send them and he might not send them. But they should be with him. They have been ordained, but just for them to be with him. That is the primary purpose. Are you following now? Many of us are in a hurry to do God a service. Brother, God is not as interested at that work than he's interested in you.
Oh, good God.
Are you following what I'm saying? So whoever God is going to use, he will have to work on that person. Don't think you are helping God by rushing into ministry. when you have not carried him. It's an abuse of ministry. Are we together? Now, Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Let's look at Malachi chapter 3 from verse 1, 2,
Behold,
and 3. Yes.
I will send my messenger.
I will send my messenger.
And he shall prepare the way before
me. He shall prepare the way before me.
And the Lord whom ye seek.
The Lord whom ye seek.
Shall suddenly come to his temple.
For the Lord whom you seek to come into his temple, a messenger must come to prepare the way. Hey, is this people catching what I'm saying? There must be a preparation before the messenger will come. Please read on, sir.
He says what? You see, shall suddenly come to his temple.
He shall suddenly come to his temple.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Whom ye delight in.
Whom ye delight in.
Behold, he shall come.
Behold, he shall come. Says the Lord of hosts. But there is a question. Verse 2.
But who may abide the day of his coming?
Who may abide the day of his coming?
And who shall stand?
Who shall stand when he appeareth?
For he is like a refiner's fire.
For he is like a refiner's fire.
And like fuller's
soap. And like a fuller's soap.
And he shall sit as
he
a refiner.
He shall sit as a refiner.
And a purifier of
and
silver.
And a purifier of silver.
And he shall purify.
He shall
the
purify
of
which people?
The sons of Levi.
The entire tribe of Israel.
The sons of Levi. Eh?
But he shall purify which people?
The sons of Levi.
The sons of Levi.
And purge them as gold
and purge
silver.
Purge them as gold and silver.
That they may offer
that
unto the Lord.
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Listen to me. God chose the Levite to minister in his stead. But he cannot just send them. God has to call them and sat on them. You didn't understand me? God has to do what? He called them and God sat on them. He take his time. If you have ever seen where a goldsmith is trying to bring out the glittering of the gold, every one of us that is here, we are attracted by the shining of Pastor Moses. But this is not how he started. Because God is not found in the surface. You didn't hear what I'm saying? God is not found in the surface. Anybody who have ever discovered God has to dig. When he started, which by God's grace, the ministry was just 4 years when I encountered the ministry in Antonio Bay. When the office of Pastor Moses was zinc. All the prophets used to stay in a hut. They do small tarpaulin like this. That is where they were staying. Are you following? Huh? The hut sometimes does not contain us, and we put canopy outside. Rain will be beating us, and we are there. Today, everybody is watching him. Because the God has gone through fire. The God is now attracting people. They have put it in a shelf. And everybody wants to identify with the God. But don't forget, that was not how the God was. The God was very raw. Unattractive. Nobody wants to have anything to do with that God at that time. I wish God is an object or a human being that cries. He would have told you what he went through in the midst of fire. Fire and hammer went through the God. He beat the God and built every impurity. Brother, I remember so many things. People do not understand. What is happening today is a vision of 2005. I have a brother, or you can say a son in the ministry, which God used me to raise up. I can recommend him anywhere because he's tested and trusted. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm telling you. He's aware of this vision. 2005. Me standing here today is not just today that it happened. I have to enter train because of the level of prosperity that was around me to come down to Lagos to see Pastor. And I said, this is a vision that I saw. And explained to him in detail. And he said, you would have called me instead of coming all this far. And he said, Onyebuchi, go and look for a garment of patience and wear. I was thinking it's something that would just stay for maybe 1 year, 2 years. And it took 17 years for that vision to be fulfilled. Listen, if God gives you an assignment, he will bring the consignment. They didn't hear me. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Write the vision and make it plain so that people can read it and run with it. Any vision that is unwritten, nobody can run with it. Is somebody hearing me say? Are we together here? Now listen, church. God sat on the sons of Levi as a goldsmith. He will put the gold inside fire and use big, big wood and set the gold ablaze. The gold will be burning until it is looking reddish in color. And when he brings out, the gold may say, a little relief. Before you know it, he carry a Monday hammer that you cannot use one hand but two. He will raise it high on the gold. Because before you will look attractive, you have to go through processes. And as he's beating that gold, I believe if it were a human being, he will be shouting. And he says it's for your own good. Because if you are pounded yam, there are some stubborn ones that will jump out of the mortar. Anyone that jumps out of the mortar will be eaten by a chicken. But the one that endure pounding will be used to serve visitors. May you endure pounding so that you can be used to serve visitors. Hey, how I wish you say a better amen. He sat on them. Have God sat on you? When did God sat on you? When were you purified? When were you purged? When were you prepared? God called David, commanded him to be anointed. But it took 13 years for him to ascend the throne. God called Joseph, revealed things to him when he was 17. It took 13 years for him to ascend the throne. Jesus, when he was 12, in Luke chapter 2, suddenly they went to Jerusalem at the feast of Passover. And when the celebration was over, Mary and Joseph was going home. But they didn't remember to carry Jesus along. And they went for a day journey without Jesus. If Mary and Joseph could meet Jesus, check, maybe Jesus is missing in your life. And you don't even know it. And you are still assuming that he's with you. But when they came to a point that they realized that Jesus is not with them, where do they start? They go to redeem. What are they looking for? They are looking for Jesus. They rush to deeper life. What are they looking for? They are looking for Jesus. When they have gone everywhere in search of Jesus, they returned back to Jerusalem. And when they went into the temple, Jesus was in the walls. If you are looking for my Jesus, he's not in any denomination. Jesus that I preach is Jesus the Word. May the Almighty God this evening open your eyes to understand who Jesus is. Brother, have you been to the prepared site? I believe that is why you are here. This is a prepared site. And after you have been prepared, a prepared site is a place where men are equipped. Are you hearing me now? is a place where they equip men for service. There is no emergency general anywhere. Anywhere you see a general, go and ask him. You have taken him number of years, number of study, number of hard work. Brother, you can't just become an emergency general. Brother, there is something I said within myself, that if my pastor will be sitting down while I will be preaching, that I will do something. But since he's not around and you are his assistant, you will do the service. Lay hand on me. There is something I want to talk. Lay hand on me. There is something I want to say. Please, obey me. I'm in charge now. Lay your hand on me. Thank you. You are. So many of you came here for Pastor Moses to lay hand on you. And you think if he lay hand on you, you start manifesting Pastor Moses. It's deception. Listen to me. Go and ask him. How did he arrive where he is today? He didn't go for people to lay hand on him. He study and pray. He make research. Anointing is contagious, but not when you don't study. Is somebody here upset now? All this abracadabra ministry have to stop. See, listen to me. If you are not yet convinced, when you go back, resign. It is better that you are selling up than to lead people to hell. Are you hearing me now? It is better you are selling pure water with pride, because the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is dripping with blood. It's a bloody gospel. Be careful how you approach it. Is somebody hearing me saying that? There is a prepared site. And let me show you something. If you don't go to that site, it will be difficult for anybody to recommend you. Are you hearing me now? A lot of people will be in ministry for years. Nobody will invite you because nobody will recommend you because you did not serve and you want to be served. That is unethical. Is somebody here saying that? Now, Philippians chapter 2. Let me show you something from verse 19. Philippians chapter 2. From verse 19. When I say stop, we will stop.
But I trust in the Lord Jesus.
I trust in the Lord Jesus.
To send Timotheus shortly unto
you. To send who?
Timotheus shortly unto you.
Who is talking here?
Apostle Paul.
Paul. To send Timotheus shortly unto you.
That I also may be of good comfort.
That I also may be of good comfort.
When I know your state.
When I know your state.
For I have no man like-minded. Who will naturally care for your state?
My pastor will say, okay now. Okay now. For I have no man
like-minded
with the same mind like me who will naturally care for your state.
All seek their own.
Every other people, they are seekers of their own.
Not the things which are Jesus Christ.
Not the things which are Jesus Christ.
For ye know the proof of him.
He said, for you know the proof of Timothy.
That as a son with the Father.
As a son with the Father.
He has served,
with me in the gospel.
Him therefore I hope to send presently.
Therefore I hope to send presently.
So soon as I shall see how it
will
go.
So soon as I shall see how it will go with me. God bless you. Did you see that? Huh? The only person that carry his mind is the one he can send. Because you can't send somebody you did not train. And whom you don't train, don't blame. Don't blame whom you did not train. You think you are doing God a service. Somebody is coming to the ministry. I was in CPM for years. Onyemere, Evangelist Onyemere, was in action circle. I was in the powerhouse. There are three prayer groups in Christian Pentecostal Mission Headquarters, Ajawa State. I have been there for years. If you see in those days, the people that stand on the altar like this, we are the one for years. In the all night, from 9 o'clock till 5 a.m., you are standing gallantly, praying that no arrow should go to the man of God, that the one that should go to him should come to you. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? We served. And when I caught the revelation and I came to Bride and I heard the truth, I went to be baptized. Immediately, I received the Holy Spirit. And Pastor Ifeanyi Tem was saying that if what I receive in the water side is the same thing, it's the same Holy Ghost, he said, let me manifest again. And the Holy Ghost manifested again. This Onyemere that I'm talking about. So I know that I'm not lying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now listen to me, church. Oh, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Listen to me. Do you know the reason why? Because there is somebody here now. You are a minister. But you are sleeping with somebody that is not your wife. You are sleeping with somebody that is not your wife. And God has dropped this to my hearing. And before this service is over, God spoke to me that he wants to chase that spirit of lust out of you. And listen to me. Don't harden your heart. I am not like Prophet Sunday that said, if you wish to come, it is for your own good. There are no women here. We are all ministers. Temptation can happen to anybody. Nobody is beyond temptation. That is why he said, pray, lead me not into temptation. Because if you are led, you will fall. Do you know the reason why you are messing up? You are not prepared. You didn't visit preparation site. That was the problem. Because before God can send you, he will have to prepare you. Okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10 says something. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10
says something. Chapter 10, verse 10.
Yes, sir.
If the iron be blunt.
If the iron be blunt.
And it do not wet the edge.
And do not wet the edge.
Then must it put to more strength. So for wisdom is
you
profitable
will have to apply more strength. So many of us are using our strength to do ministry. Are you following what I'm saying? Huh? Because your axe is very blunt. It's not sharp. And you are using both face and pride to cover your weakness. This is a time for you to return back to a place where men are prepared. Listen, Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, he said, what you have heard of me among many witnesses. He said, the same. Don't add another thing. The same commit thou to faithful men, which shall be able to teach others also. As a good soldier of Christ, endure hardness. Every good soldier endures hardness. He didn't promise us sweet voyage, but he promises us safe landing. Praise the Lord. Are we together here? Huh? Hey, because of time. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. In a great house.
2 Timothy 2:20.
Yes, sir.
But in a great house.
In a great house.
There are not only vessels of gold.
It is not only vessel of gold and of silver.
But also of wood and
but
of
also earth. Of wood and what?
Of earth.
And of earth.
And some to honor.
Some to honor.
And some to dishonor.
Some to dishonor.
If a man therefore purge himself from
if this. If a man therefore purge himself from this.
It shall be a vessel
shall
unto
be
honor.
A vessel unto honor.
Sanctified and meet for the master's use.
And meet for the master's use.
And prepared unto every
and
good work.
Prepare unto every good work. Did you hear that? If a man therefore shall purge himself, I want to believe that an attitude, time has gone. And there is no way I can talk about integrity. I can't even go there. Because a servant of God, a minister, must have integrity. But I can't even scratch that. I am not a disobedient person. But hear me clearly. As you are here to be equipped, to be prepared, after now, anointing is going to flow. But listen to me. This anointing can be also destructive if it is not well handled. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Time is not on my side. But you know that in chapter 13 of Judges, and then the angel of the Lord came and said to Manoah's wife, you are going to conceive. Because Israel committed sin again, and God delivered them into the hands of Philistines for 40 years. And they were under oppression of the Philistines. But God decided to anoint somebody from the womb to take care of this enemy of the people of God. And he was giving instruction on how to maintain the anointing. If you want to keep the anointing flowing, there is a way to maintain it. Don't eat this. Don't touch this. Instructions was given to Samson. But there is something that gives me joy about Samson. He knows his limit. Are you following now? Samson knows his limit because of time. In chapter 15 of that same Judges verse 11, you discover that after he have destroyed the farm of his father-in-law because he carried his wife and gave to another, the Philistines came and they said, this is what Samson has done to us. And the Jews went to meet Samson. What have you done?
Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam.
Yes.
And said to Samson,
uh-huh.
Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us?
Don't you know that Philistines are rulers over us?
What is this that thou hast done unto us?
What is this that you have done unto us?
And he said unto them,
they say unto them,
as they did unto
as
me,
as they did unto me,
so have I done unto them.
So have I done unto them.
And they said unto him,
uh-huh.
We are come down to bind thee,
uh-huh.
that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines.
What? And we have come down to bind you. So that will deliver you into which people?
The hand of
the
Philistines.
Hand of the Philistines. Go ahead.
And Samson said unto them.
Samson said unto them.
Swear unto me.
Swear unto me.
That ye will not fall upon me yourself.
That you will not kill me yourself.
And they spake unto him saying.
They spake unto him saying.
No.
Huh?
But
no.
We will bind thee and deliver thee into their hand.
We will bind you and deliver you where?
Into their hand.
Into their hand.
But surely we will not kill thee.
But we will not kill you.
And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock.
Excuse me. Please listen to what I'm about to say now. Don't miss this. Samson's anointing is not against his brothers. That same rope they used to bind him can only break when he see the enemy. That is where the anointing of Samson manifests. But before his brother, he said, don't kill me. I know where I am called to operate. Bind me and carry me to the camp of the Philistines. And then you will see what God has deposited inside of me. Hey. Brother, we are not here to use our anointing on the pulpit to pull our pastor down. He's not in the message. You that is in the message, show us the evidence. Hey. Did you understand? It's because you are using the anointing against your brother. But Samson knew that the anointing is not against my brother, but against the enemy. From today, you will use your anointing to fight the enemy. You will use the anointing to fight the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lastly, in 1 First Kings chapter 19, I think from 15 thereabout, God spoke to Elijah, since you have come to this level and you don't want to move, well, you go and anoint Hazael, anoint Jehu, and anoint Elisha in your stead. Hear me, church. Elijah did not see Jehu to anoint. Elisha did not see Jehu to anoint. Elijah and Elisha did not anoint Jehu. It was a servant of Elisha that was sent to go and look for Jehu, because only him have anointing against the house of Ahab. Only him have anointing to silence the house of Ahab. And when they came, there are so many captains, but they pointed at him, took him inside the room, poured oil on him, told him what the Lord said. And the person opened door and ran for his life. And Jehu came out. Under that auction, they asked him, what did that madman came to do? You say you know him now. And they said, tell us the truth. He said, this is what he said. They shouted that Jehu is a king. And they removed their clothes. But do you know, Jehu was only told, this anointing is for the house of Ahab. So he knew that he had wasted a lot of time. He was driving furiously. He was driving furiously. You don't even know that you have wasted time and you are still sitting there. Jehu was driving. Anybody that belonged to the house of Ahab is an enemy to Jehu. But listen to me. Jehu knows his limits. When he approached Jezebel, he knew, I can't proceed further. Because there is only one ministry that arrests the spirit of Jezebel. And Jehu knew, if I proceed further, I may be slain like other prophets. And Jehu said, what do I do? Jezebel is so beautiful. The spirit of Jezebel can seduce the unseducible. When Jehu get there, let me paraphrase this. Maybe something in between his two legs. Dang. Jehu said, no, this is my limit. And he demanded for the ministry of the eunuch. Those people that has been incarcerated, that the beauty of a woman can no longer attract. Those are the people that Jehu said, this is the limit of my ministry. It is those that are incarcerated that can handle the spirit of Jezebel. And he demanded for the ministry of eunuch. Know your limits in ministry. Because if care is not taken, after here now, you will go to Facebook, ask your pastor. Be careful. Because so many of you are too quick to misbehave. Ask your pastor. Imagine all the questions that he didn't know you were going to ask, and he was answering them. It is grace. Don't dabble into what you are not called for. If you are called an evangelist, abide as an evangelist. If you are called as a prophet, abide as a prophet. Because I saw people that was with Pastor Moses and they were clapping hand, just like every other person was clapping hand, until they left the ministry and they went and tell somebody, who told you that a prophet should not pastor a church? And yet when you are here, you supported the man, but when you go out, you fight the man. He's not a man of integrity. Church, go back to that site of preparation so that heaven can equip you, because the journey is still far. Bow your heads in prayers. Let me take this one prayer point. One prayer point, and I'm done. If you feel like coming out to pray this prayer, I want you to do that. You will tell God, sit on me. I want you to sit on me. Purge me. Every impurity in me that will not allow me to serve you better. Lord, here am I. Purge me this evening. Purge me with your hammer, the hammer of your words. Lord, set my heart on fire. Set me ablaze. I need the purging of the Holy Ghost. If there is a candidate, before I count five, let those candidates rush down. That say, Lord, take me to the prepared site. You cannot carry, you cannot preach who you do not carry. Jesus said, tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until if you don't receive the promise of the Father, don't preach me. Wait until. Have you been parading yourself as a minister when you have not visited the prepared sites? Open your mouth at this point. Tell God, I am available for your purging. I am available for your purging. Sit on me, oh God. Sit on me. Sit on me. It is only when God equips you that you can become a vessel unto honor. It's only when heaven equips you that you can become a vessel unto honor. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a way I must walk. There is a victory to be won. Give me power
Jesus, see me true. See me true.
Lord
Jesus, see me true.
Oh, there is a way
I must walk.
There is a
victory to be.
Your name, Jesus. And as you prepare us, let your name be magnified. And let your name be glorified. And may you cause us to come out just as gold is being refined in the fire. And the end product becomes very attractive. The preparation side. Lord, may you cause us to bend to your will as you prepare us to launch us forth that the world will see how beautiful you have made us to become. Take all preeminence, Lord. We bless your name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Can we just bow, those that are at the altar, just bow your head and go. The Lord has heard your cry. Just bow unto the Lord and then you go back to your seat. And let his name be blessed. And let his name be glorified. Can we clap our hands once again for Jesus? Clap your hands. You can take your seat, please.